Okay, this is a session with Bob and Ion, being recorded on Wednesday, March 1st, 2017, all rights reserved, and what's the other thing, copyright? Okay, this is a session with Bob and Ion, copyright, March 1st, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, dobsound.com. And we're starting at 12:57 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Greenbrow sent me an ad. Some kind of message is circulating. Nation Magazine is starting up a petition. People want to add their name to demand Trump's impeachment because Trump is violating the Constitution. He refused to give up ownership of his billion-dollar corporation. I imagine that he
doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to give up.
All right. And he banned Muslims from entering the country. And
he did not ban Muslims from. He didn't do that either, because all he did was he said out loud, radical Islam terrorists, which those are also Muslims, but they have to prescribe, just like the Jesuits embrace certain levels of the Kabbalah, and those are zealots. Some of them are overbearing, and that's their respective right to do that. But it's not as it's not unconstitutional, because those fucking Muslims aren't Americans. If you're not
right.
an American, you don't have any constitutional rights, you ridiculous little snitch.
Right. Now, I was aware of this, your criticism. Why is Nation Magazine so sloppy? Is this circulated by Don Trump's secret team just to create a
no, 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 no. This is just they're digging up bones, Bob. Digging up bones.
Are they funded by George Soros, Nation Magazine?
Well, if they are, he's wasting his money prolifically. If it
yeah.
is. It's a sad.
You don't know if he
so,
is.
It's so silly. We know he's not.
Is he doing any funding? Because he's blamed a lot in
yes.
the media.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He does a lot of stuff. But he tries to be the underdog, the heavy. He wants to walk in and take all the credit if something's effective. But that's about it, you know.
Right. So why does he align with the left?
Money. The train. It's the train that's been paying him all this money all these years, Bob. He's got to have a zeitgeist in order to have a zeit.
Right. And you say the train. That's the train from Finland to Moscow with Lenin in 1917, when you say
that's
the train.
That's the reference, yeah.
Yes.
Very good,
The same Bolshevik funders.
Well, it's withering because the Bolsheviks have actually gone as well. That's really a new story in and of itself, that we've lost the Bolsheviks as well. But that's not what we're arguing. What we're saying is that the conditional position is that he has to have the android meme to run his place.
Right. So
he can't accept that. Yeah, he can't accept it because otherwise it's all for naught. If nobody's on AOL or Time Warner or any of the other things that he pretends to be a part of or due to or in and out of or blah, 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 then he's lost. So it stops his money. So he has to stir up something. You got to churn the butter if you're going to make any money. And that's what he's concerned about.
Yeah, so he has to look socially redeemable rather than just a rapacious virtual economy guy.
But it's a little too clever by half. We agree. We agree with you. It's just too clever. It's just like, oh, well, bless his little fucking heart. Yeah, good.
But does he need that kind of publicity to bypass?
He's doing any kind of anything. Attention is good attention, bad attention is attention, Bob. You know this.
I know that, yes. Yeah. So, but he's
any
got his
loving
millions.
Good loving, Bob. Well,
right,
but he can't keep those millions. He can't. He doesn't. He doesn't. That economy has breached. When you spend like a millionaire and you're not bringing in millions, then that millions is you owe money. He's trying to pump up newspapers that no one's buying. He's trying to print shit in newspapers that no one's reading. He's trying to make things that no one's interested in. They're all on their twit and twat and twatters. And he didn't buy that. He said, oh, that'll never happen. Fizzy drinks. Nobody's going to buy soda pop. That's the craziest thing you ever heard in your life. Nobody's going to spend good money for soda pop, Bob. That's just ridiculous. No one would be foolish enough to do that. So he didn't invest in that, Bob. So he sort of lost.
Did you say soda pop?
Yes. That's what they said about people in the Coca-Cola business, that no one would be interested in soda pop buying fizzy water.
And they are. They're buying it well.
Yes,
a lot.
They are.
So I'm not sure if I understand why he has no money, but he can give some
money. What little money he has isn't enough to hold up his position, his condition, his place. It's not enough.
So why does he have to be this bête noir, this ogre that's funding the anti-Trump world and tends to be called leftist stuff? Why does he have to do that with the little money he has?
Because that makes a little money. And the little money he makes is all he can do. The stir.
Right. So how does protesting, I mean, he gets other people to invest in him because he looks busy?
No. It makes a bit, you're talking about it. It's taking your airtime. So whatever he did to get your airtime, that's really all he's trying to do. If he can get you talking about him, because you're not talking about something important. You're talking about that.
Right, but he somehow makes money from it, from the protest.
Because you're talking about it. You talking about it diverts you from talking about important things. So, and if you are not talking about important things, you're talking about this thing. So that makes him money because you're not ahead of the game. You're not getting ahead of him. Because you're talking about this rather than something else, and that makes him money. To slow you down makes him money, Bob.
Right, and he gets money because people are talking about him, so banks will lend him money? Is that what?
Basically.
It makes him a force.
It helps him being a force.
And he doesn't give a damn about any of the issues.
Fuck no. And just about as much as you do. That's a sad thing right there, isn't it, Bob?
I'm interested in our projects. Ours are important.
That's good.
That's a good statement on Soros. People can figure that one out.
And that's what Janet Yellen's having a cow about right now. He's almost made money. Donald J. Trump has almost made money fictitious.
Hold it. Now, you said the Iraq war in the Bush 2's war, that was to circulate money. They needed wars. Why did they need hardware wars to circulate money?
People believe that. When you have loss of life and limb, it ups the stakes, the ante, the anthropomorphic ante that makes them be willing to do anything. And that anything is die. So when you're willing to die, then you can.
So there were there was no money in the first, say, 2003, but the people would accept debt or the printing presses making money for war. I think that was what you said back then.
That's the nicest way. It's like war bonds were the only thing going in the day. War bonds.
And that
remember when people would buy war bonds? That was money.
Yes.
It churned money into the system. Nobody could spend any money. Nobody could do anything. But the per buying of war bonds moved money. That's all they needed to do.
And that helped America recover during World War II.
It allowed money to be. And once you allow money to be, then it.
Right. And America's been in trouble since the early 30s, and China helped them out by buying something gold at Fort Knox. That was the first takeover, and it's been a weak economy since.
They moved that exact goal to 121 Depot Street.
Right. I didn't know that, I don't think. The gold went there from Fort Knox. And then there was Dr. Beaver's rumor there's no gold in Fort Knox, and he was right, but it hadn't been
there's
stolen.
Not. Now it all moved to Depot Street before the Twin Towers fell.
And all that money, all that gold is eventually coming to me. if not already.
It already has. It's in California. Right. It's in the gold of California. It's in California.
It's not in Depot Street anymore.
In the Beverly Hills. Right. Depot Street blew up with the World Trade Center. It's in a bank. It's in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name, Bob. We told you this.
In my name.
No, someone else's name, not your name. We can't expose you, Bob. You're the dark soul. We can't expose you, Bob.
It being moved to me is the future. When we have RNA drops and we can heal so many things and solve human problems, then we become the most valuable thing. So that's why the gold moves to us. That's how I understand why it's moving to us, to Bob.
Well, is that no, not at all. What you're doing is nothing, Bob. It's nothing, absolutely nothing. You're pissing in the damn wind. It's a wonder you hadn't drowned yourself yet. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine, but don't get too excited about all that.
Are you saying our RNA drops is pissing in the wind? And the
no, we're saying, you're saying if that's what it's going to take to make you have monies on this realm and earth, you are foolish.
Well, why then is the gold
going
to
have
to me?
Well, because it's yours.
This open L stuff goes way back.
Okay, we like that. At least that's better. That's not quite such a, I'm going to do an effort, so I'm going to have some money because I did an effort. You've never done a fucking effort in your whole living life. You're not going to start now, for Pete's sake. That's the silliest
thing Medici,
we ever heard.
The Medici money, the Medicis took gold from
Giovanni,
me.
Giovanni made gold. The florins that he made were valid. Cosimo turned that into some esoteric thing of trying to pay for art and pay for castles and pay for churches and domes and foolishness. He turned it back into the community, which we wouldn't really have too much of an issue about that, except there's an issue about that it never came back. That's the rub. That's the
never
problem.
Never came back to who? The people?
To Florence.
Where'd it go?
That's the $100 million question, Bob. No one ever knows. Florence has never been
invested. It got invested in the Brunelleschi Dome and various things, and that got built. Yeah. So, why did the money have to come back?
Well, it didn't. Remember? Don't you remember when you watched Rain? Don't you remember Rain?
No, I didn't see REIGN, that movie.
Yes,
no.
You did. Yes, you did. You talked about it forever.
What?
It was
what's
about
it about?
Charles, the wife of Charles the King of France, was trying to take over England, and his wife was a Medici, and that was the whole thing, that they kept using those monies to pull to save France so they could take over London after the Black Death. Rain. You watched Rain, Bob. It was just a long time ago.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it. I know a bit about it through Roxy, but
you
talking about King Charles the First, King Frank's the first son, Charles, married a Medici, and then she was using that to take over England?
To finance the France's issue with England, yeah.
But, okay. The money, so what? How's that? Her linking up with France.
Those florins from Florence, the Medici money, left Florence and went other places, everywhere else. A lot of, not just France, other places too. They moved. Remember when they would come to visit? Well, you didn't even watch it, so you don't even know. So
they'd come to visit, and
tout it from all over the place, from Spain and Portugal and all over the place, bragging braggadociously about how they're using their damn Medici money. That's why we go on and on and on about the damn Medici money.
Right. So the Medici money spread around. The Medicis gave the money to the various crowns around Europe to get in there.
Well, they took it with them. They left. No, they left making their own, like Versailles. Remember when
they
took over Versailles?
Did they take over Versailles? Is that before Louis XIV?
After.
All right. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So the Medicis are a big parasite on the planet financially, like the East India Trading.
They're a big fake.
Like the East India Trading Company, or is East India Trading Company more powerful?
East Indian Cake at least was serious. I mean, they were ridiculous, but at least they were sincere. We give them that.
And they did something. They traded.
Right.
Right.
Well, so, they turned business into something. So we'll give you that. But we're not impressed with the East India Trading Company because they were just doing what was. You know what I mean? The ridiculous part. They went. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't valid or anything. They were just doing.
What companies are they called now?
We're not. They're still around. We're not divulging that because you're going to use them, and we're not going to ruin your tape.
Yes. So you have the Medici spreading out. They're in debt. They leave Florence. That's after they have a few of their popes in, but they eventually leave 100 years, maybe after the TV show's timing, and they're all over Europe, and they're fake, but they're fooling people, and St. Germain helps them?
Yes. Yes.
And I'm in there resisting them because I know they're fake.
Well, you're in there calling them. You're calling them out each and every time. You're checking their shit. You're calling them on their shit. You're like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. No, no,
so
no.
I'm like,
hell no.
I'm like the Bardi in the TV show. The Bardi family's always calling them out.
Basically.
They're a little,
yes.
I'm not
we
mean like the
we
Bardi.
Like that. It's not, it's not significant because what they played was a different role. That's not the role you play, it's Bardi, but it's enough to make a good rub for what you're trying to communicate. So, good for
right.
you. It's a nice save. It's a stretch, Bob, but it's a good save.
So why does Saint Germain help the faker Medici's? Medici's?
Because Medici. They had the power, Medici. Medici.
Right.
That's what we mean. People made fun of us because they thought we were pronouncing it running pro, but it's Cosimo da Medici. You know, it's the two part. So anyhow, that point is only because the money still had to be collected. Like we don't have a high regard for the Templars. Remember how we railed them down into the tree? Well, we do that very specifically on purpose. They had a function, they had a purpose, they had a cause, they had a very important something to do. They compiled all the damn money.
Were they around the same time as the Medicis?
No, a little after that.
Well,
some of them
see
became
them
that.
So the history of them being wiped out in 1314 or 1307 or something, that's not true.
They're still around. They're still around today. How can you say something's wiped out when they're still around the fucking day, to this day?
But
the Knights Templars are here today.
Yeah, and they got merged. They got involved with the Medicis, is what you just said.
Well, you said, why were the Medicis allowed to have this big role if they were so nefariously horrible? We said because they had to collect the money to stack it up for you. The Knights Templars had to move it around for you. You had to orchestrate and pull all this together so it would be all stacked together. And it wouldn't be so you could sell a few damn drachmas worth of RNA drops.
Basically they had to move it around to keep economy viable.
Well, just like what they're doing today. Exactly
right.
What they're doing today.
Was the Fugger...
As you said, just keep typing. That's what you used to say. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's not going to affect anything. Just keep typing. Well, they quit typing, and that's what's happened, is they quit typing. That's the newsflash for today. Hey, Bob, they quit typing.
Is that in 2006, March 2006, they quit typing?
No, that was this week.
Ah.
When you killed Mediacology.
All right. So the Fugger newsletter. The Fuggers, were they in the middle of the Medici networks?
No.
They just had their own printing press operation.
Oh, and it was borrowed. It wasn't even theirs.
Okay, so is Ophanel not human? Way back there.
Correct.
Right. So is he what I like to call the parallel world economy? He's an interface with the parallel world economy. So there's all kinds of tricks that can be done. If you have access to...
Well, we don't want to make that be that. That's not the mean, though. Those words are fine, but that's not the mean. Don't argue that as a point, because then you're validating the why do you got to go through all that to get somewhere, is what we would say. And you go, well, you don't have to do that. Okay, well, if you don't have to do that, like Eddie Murphy said, don't start nothing and there won't be nothing. Okay, so now you're back to a different, better, we say better rub from there.
Yeah, personally, one doesn't have to be part of the parallel world economy when you'd go to parallel worlds, but the Queen Mum, because she was aware of that, brought the gold over from another world, was a big factor in the middle of the 20th century. So she
had to because of Leopold.
He was a problem. He was supporting the
Nazis. He lost it all. There was enough money without that. She had to go do that to save the monarchy, Bob. He lost it.
Was he fighting against the Nazis and the Japanese?
No, he was just a jackal.
Is he still around today?
We answered that already.
Yeah, he's around. And did he recover his composure? Okay.
He has.
All right, so, but he's trying to get in with us, as they all are, right? They're trying to
see whatever magic you have as wampum good magic.
Right. Do they see me as Opinel? They know I'm Opinel.
Yes,
right.
They do.
Now, okay, let's go into this not human factor. That gave me advantage over my contemporaries all through history.
Yep, so far.
So
what we're going to say, and here's how we're going to bring you back home. We're going to bring you back home is because as people are sin, no one will be human. The only ones left will be God.
Right, that's the way I use the non-human.
Well, you're right, and so therefore you are correct in your condition.
Right. So, Opinel, he didn't fall when there was the fall.
No.
He didn't.
He did not. You have not. Your chart says that. You know that. Your chart says that.
Right. That's right. And the
that's when you notice the Habsburgs were the problem. If you had fallen, you'd have never known the Habsburgs were the problem.
If I had a problem. If I was human.
If you had fallen.
If I had fallen, right. So in the very beginning days back in 2009, you talked about, you implied Moses was an ET or he had help from ET, he was from the future. That was a metaphor for the fact that Opinel helped him, taught him all he knew.
Yeah, but we really don't want to make it be like that, obviously, you see, because it's for right reason.
But it was that way, but we don't make a big deal out of it.
Sure,
for the
correct.
People's,
you're right. Fair
the
enough.
People's history.
Fair enough.
The people's history must not be disturbed.
You're going to rewrite the way you, yes, you are. You disturb it, you rewrite it every day. Ridiculous little slot. You run around here all the time, all day, every day, trying to see what you can tear up next. Yeah. You love when something else falls that you can run into. All these.
That's what I do. I go to the drudge report and see who the casualties are. I only look at the news for
today.
The casualty list.
See what they've done today. Like
so we're
going to
rewrite the history, and we're going to rewrite the cosmos and the physics of the Big Bang theories and the string theories, aren't we?
I almost already have. How you did that was pretty clever. You had them all obfuscated. We're like, why would you get rid of the whole wide world? You said, no, we're going to let Obamacare crash, and then we're going to provide something better than it won't be anything that we did. We're going to let it crash. We're going to go, that's terrible. If you know it's fucked up, just fix it. No, no, no. Well, we're going to fix it. We're going to get rid of sick people. That's how we're going to fix it.
Okay, good. So
that'll
the...
show them.
Now, I like this idea, to help people understand. I say, well, you're in Bob's hologram. I'm so powerful that I've created a hologram that people live within. Is there any approximation of that to reality, or it's just a nice metaphor?
Say it one more time.
Well, the fact that in eternity, we can exist for eons and eons. So much can be done in those eons, spanses of time.
Now, what you're trying to say there, what you're trying to now to do is to validate your Groundhog Day experience. And we go, yes, that's exactly right. You do it and 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 do it until you get good at it. And then all of a sudden you walk up one day and do it the first time and you're masterful at it. Like in the real movie Groundhog Day when you learn how to play the piano because you had practiced every single day forever.
Yeah. So when you get that level of power, you actually, people start living in your meme. And so often I was able
that's
to do
what
that.
You do. That's what you've done all along.
Right. Now, everybody is a god, and when they get to their ascension, then they can
start. No, they're not. They want to be. They're apt to be. They're not. They don't have to. You don't have to.
Okay.
It's like last call to bar, Bob. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here. What we're saying is you can't stay here and not be a God.
So those people that are gods here, they can get an empire, as shown in the 11th ring. And then they have millions of people living within their empire, you know, happily, willingly. So yeah. I have a very powerful empire, and therefore I can make statements that I influenced the Medicis and everybody in history, not an event in the 20th century I didn't have any connection to, because I dominate the little people's ability to conceive or conceptualize. They live within my means.
Don't bank on that for any length of time. But yeah, perfect words. Not forever,
right. But
perfect words. Good.
And in eternity, many other ascended people can have the same situation I have. I just
I'm one of the early ones.
I got there early.
You're on.
I'm good at it. Right. So, you made an important statement. The money is stopped circulating this week before Trump's State of the Union address or after?
Yep.
Before. Did he know that?
Yes, he knew that. Sure.
Okay.
He's going to create money. He's going to create money.
How come the Bushes and Clintons didn't do that?
They tried.
So Trump is going to be permitted to do it.
He don't care.
So the Clintons tried, but they cared what others thought and were subject to that.
Right. Basically.
Where Trump isn't. But Trump, he's like from another world. He's post-human, pre-human. He's something that has the confidence and knows that he can do it. Most humans don't. That's very good.
Yep.
So his polls, will he be able to be indifferent to the polls, even if they go down to 20%?
He is already. He is already.
Are the liberal press, the anti-Trump press, going to say his polls are low and keep harping
on those kind
of things?
There's only three of them, and no one's listening to them. You see, it's lost, Bob. This is over. This meal is terminated, Bob.
Is that the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN? Those are the three.
Gone.
Now, the people out there, the average citizens, they've awakened to some degree. And they are not going to believe.
They see it firsthand.
Yeah.
They see it firsthand now. And they go to bed knowing. They went to bed knowing, beyond a shadow of a doubt. There was never a question. There was never none. They waited all night long. When they went to bed, La La Land won the goddamn Oscar, Grammy, Oscar, whatever it was, Academy.
Yeah.
They knew it. They went to bed. They knew it. They trusted. Mediacology to prove to them. They watched it with their very lying eyes. They saw it, their very own selfishness. And then they got up the next morning and it was moonlight. There it is.
They didn't,
just like that.
They didn't stay around during the 5 minutes when it got shift. They just saw the winner turn off.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mediacology don't lie, Bob. It is what it is. They said it. They're not going to unsay it. They're not going to de-say it. They're going to say, no. I disavow. You can't do that, Bob. But they can now. So it's like, what? So now they've lost flavor with even the people that had to tell them the truth. See, media is running around in this pious position because it's your fault you did this. This pious position that says that you have to tell the truth. You have to be responsible. You have to be honorable. You have to do the right thing. You have to tell us the truth. You have to tell us the whole truth, nothing but the truth, nothing but the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. And now all of a sudden they're lying through their teeth on the tooth. And they don't
know. So you're saying that they woke up and found it was different, and they consider the media lied the night before.
Yep.
And I think he even said the not so bad media beyond the three were subject to criticism. Okay.
And then you're ridiculous. Then you're ridiculous. Off color, off screen. Nobody listens to News Now Network or some of these ridiculous. I mean, like shady bullshit people. They come back and say, "See, we told you that there was very fake news, and we're right. You should listen to us." And then next thing you know, people start listening to that crap, and it's like, oh, Lord Jesus God, now the Lemurians are coming to fuck the poltergeists, and the poltergeists are giving, they're dripping out of their portal holes, and their portal holes got them back in their side things, and then they turn on to us and hear us say those few words and charge ready to blow our brains out, thinking, oh, my God, I can't live one more day. Ikey was right. It's sad.
Okay,
but
so
it's not like that. It's not like that, but it comes across like that, you see.
What, that Ikey was right? Which part are you saying it's not like that?
The way we're talking about that is that the over representation of Chaz Petard.
Oh, talk about her. But the citizens again have been misinformed by the media, and maybe this is a major. The only other time was the election. Maybe a second item would be the anti-Trump stuff. Once he's president, they don't like that lying. And then they don't like the misinforming of their god, the Oscars,
right.
Their pagan god.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
That's it. They blew that, and Hollywood blew it.
Right.
Now, just the elite, what are those, Geffen and Schatzberg, I don't know, different people, DreamWorks, those guys, do they know they've blown it in Hollywood?
Yes.
That's why, you know, the next day, Jimmy Kimmel announced, we're not going to complain about Trump today. We're going to take a break from complaining about Trump. He realized what had happened.
Right. And so now guess what they're going to do? Just like they do everything because of your ridiculous quadrants, now what they're going to do is they're going to re-obsolesce the old. So now the new run is going to be something called Feud.
That's a TV show.
Yep. Bette and Joan. It's coming. So now they're going to go with Betty Davis. And so you got your sweet Jessica Lange and this Meryl Betty Street. Davis, Joan Crawford. She's in it, but she's not much to it. It's Jessica Lange and Sarah Sarandon.
Okay. So the point is they're going to retrieve the 40s movie icons that the millennials know nothing about. They're going to retrieve that as a new retrieval. And that'll keep them going, the old people.
This was Ryan Murphy's Feud, okay? And this is what makes the fight. It was Baby Jane, whatever happened to Baby Jane, blah, blah, Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. This is that one little nothing movie, which then turns this into a whole new American Horror Story twirl because of the fall of Mediacology. So what's gone, now they're going to dig it back up out of the peat bog and run it through again. So now people find out who Betty Davis is.
And that is going to work for Hollywood?
No, but it brings them back into the swirl because people have lost them. They're left. They're over. They're done. It's over.
Yeah, the new Hollywood's
so
over.
Now,
they got to go back to the archetypes when movies were the ground in the 30s, 30s and 40s.
That's
part of the technical ground. Right. Okay, so we'll end up with this topic.
And guess who's going to be in it? Judy Davis. And guess who Judy Davis is going to play? Your favorite, the one we talk about over and over and over, Hedda Hopper. Remember Hedda Hopper?
Yeah, that she was the Walter Winchell female version.
That's right. So they're going to try to bring back the reporting of Hedda Hopper and the Brown Derby and the Grapefruit Cake and Jack Warner and what he's supposed to come into and the Aldriches. And we're going to make sure that Jackie Hoffman gets in it, too. That's a she, by the way.
That's what?
That's a she, by the way.
She. But the thing is, they already planned that. They saw a crash coming. They didn't do
but they didn't know it was going to be this bad.
I see.
I mean, they blew it on that. They blew it at their whole way. I mean, they blew it. It's not that. I mean, Trump didn't even tweet. They made a big to do about it and made a big to smack it in his face of how perfect they are and how inappropriate he is in every way. And they couldn't even get the one thing that everybody watches a stupid thing for was the best movie of the year. They couldn't even get that right. So Donald Trump's like, that's just, Donald Trump's only worried about the whole thing is that's just say it.
Right. So, The La La Land, which is bringing back the 30s musicals, that's the beginning of retrieving the ancient archetype.
That's West Side. That's the Battle of West Side Story all over again. And that's what Trump's dealing with as we speak. No one gave a shit about the ghetto land or Breitbart or all that, whatever it is. But all this comes right back to the haves and the have-nots. The make it, don't make it. The ones that get it, don't get it. Who gets the best medical care? The ones with the most money. That's what Carolyn's been fighting about forever. She says everybody should get care. No one should die of damn syphilis or polio. Get salt. Go get salt. Bring salt back. We'll bring polio back. She wants us to. We'll bring polio back. We adore Dr. Dean, but she don't want that, so that's okay. But that's what she was saying, and that's her point of saying, why does it have to be that way? And we say it doesn't, but the reason they do it that way is so that they could have a separation, a division between us. Otherwise, it becomes whose house is bigger. We can get a house so damn big, you can be in the big house, and you don't even get to go outside. So after a little while, it becomes a nebulous thing. So there's no way to keep up or track it, you see.
Right. So the they're trying – McLuhan said way back in the 60s that the TV era will retrieve the 40s. Now, there's been many retrievals, and maybe that happened. But in big picture, Trump is being seen as someone who's going to take America back 150 years or 50 years or 80 years. So
it's the same thing the Americans. It's the same thing the Americans have been trying to slip down your bum hole for a while now. To show the Americans where the Russians are making bombs and blowing you up. Yeah, you know. It's a new season, but they're feeding this fueled thing because Russia was down to nothing. Don't you remember we offered to sell you Russia for a dollar? Don't you remember?
I remember
for a dollar. You could buy the whole, when Gazprom fell, you could buy the entire fucking country, every pinch of it for a dollar. You had to feed all them people, and they had a lot of debt. It was a lot of problems. It'd be big something to buy. You really have to chop a lot of cordwood to keep all them furnaces hot, to keep them warm. It's very, very, very tough. But there you go. Now all of a sudden they're back. All of a sudden went to sleep and woke up, and the bear's a superpower. What you going to do?
Yeah, how that happened. But they made some breakthroughs.
They came back around. When they split Georgia, they recognized that Georgia was. And in those portals, things are bumping. And we're not going to do it now because it's going to be too long and you're never going to listen to it. But we're going to show you how Favreau got into the Napoleon syndrome that got the czars in this position. See, this is that whole connection. You've got to have the obverse to have a converse. On two sides of the coin.
Yeah, Favreau. Is that a person?
Yes, it's a, well, Favreau is a glass.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You brought that up with Roxy or somebody the other day.
We did. She could find it. The Fabergé, all the Fabergé stuff with the Lewis Comfort Tiffany, Favreau.
Right.
Which is the czar business, which is important because those appliques are very significant to the science in the new environment. We're going to get you there, but they figured out they are not for the esoteric. It's your stupid, taggy, guten gobber, globber, glib globber, baby, pay, melon, whatever the woman.
Hitchcock.
Guggenheimy, limey slime. damn, whatever she is in the museum mess. She's the one, we did it for her so she could own it, but instead it was for science. And she wasn't about science. She was all about the odds. Bob was all about the odds.
Yeah, you're talking about Peggy Guggenheim, not Peggy Mellon Hitchcock. Yeah.
That's correct. You're correct.
Yeah.
Although she financed a lot of that bullshit.
She what?
She financed most of that bullshit.
Right. And she's in mention of my diaries. The night that...
Yes, we know.
Yeah, James Joyce...
It's in the diary. You mean the one thrown in the library floor, Bob? Yes, we know it well. Yes, we know it well.
Okay, so Inuit elders issue a warning to NASA and the world. They say they're warning that the change in climate is not due to global warming, but rather because of the Earth shifting a bit. The Inuits are local people who live in the Arctic region of Canada, the United States, and Greenland. They are excellent weather forecasters, and so were their ancestors. They are presently warning NASA that the cause of change in weather, earthquakes, etc., are not due to global warming as the world thinks. They also report that they state that the Earth has shifted or wobbled. They go, quote, their sky has changed. The elders declare that the sun rises at a different position now, not where it used to previously. Do you agree with that?
Close enough. It's not exactly perfect, but it's good.
They also have longer daylight to hunt now. The sun is much higher than earlier, and it gets warmer much quicker.
Yeah.
Other elders across the north also confirmed the same thing about the sky changing when interviewed. They also alleged that the position of sun, moon, and stars have all changed, causing changes in the temperature. This has also affected the wind, and it's very difficult to predict the weather now, and according to them, predicting weather is necessary in the Arctic or on the Arctic. All the elders confirmed that the Earth has shifted, wobbled, or tilted toward the north. Do you agree with that?
Yes, we told you this, Bob. The poles are shifting. It's shifting. It's the difference between north and magnetic north. We did this 100 moons ago, Bob. It's as old. Go back to the tale of tea, Bob. This is already done.
Okay, the knowledge the Inuits have, is that based on Inuit members, ascended members of their tribe?
No, it's based on listening to your mist.
Ah, they're interested in us.
You keep changing it, and that's why everything keeps changing. These people, no one's ever talked about these ridiculous people ever. Now all of a sudden they become this great big thing, and you go, there it is again. And we're like, what the hell are you talking about? It's no different than any other time you convince somebody, and then they go back and change the world to fit your world. That's the only reason you're ahead of the world is because you made it that way.
Right. So these guys, these guys are listening to us on the radio, and they believe us. They know we're real.
Do you not recall the Cardinals that were listening to the old cash flow data,
trying
to figure out and trying to calculate, and then all of a sudden they started selling just the appropriate things out of the basement of Vatican City, and then we told you that we were changing popes, and then we did that twice, and now you got one in there that's just proactively, whatever you call it.
Pro Bob. So what are the... Did the Vatican tell the Inuit, or are they just another group that caught on?
Yeah, they just caught on.
Yeah, the Vatican didn't tell them, the Inuit.
Right. No, right.
So they're not able to do it in precise detail like we can with you. You can give the particulars.
Right.
They can't. They're just
they don't want to.
They don't want to know, or they know they don't...
They don't want it out.
So they... They don't object to us telling what we tell. They're just not going to let their secrets out.
Fuck them. It's not their business. It's our business. Happy day.
Hey, Ian. You came forth a lot today, and it was raining during the session. Is the rain part of the metaphor of the information pouring out?
Yes. It's their storms. There's storms here, too. They're terrible. It's great.
All right. That's good. All right.
Happy day.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Ion.